man woman.
Gentlemen, we're living large.
Kicking back with our bad selves, watching mind-numbing television.
Lumberjack doesn't stand a chance against man woman's bone-crushing gurney slaps.
Was that robot?
You mean that annoying robot you made because you wanted a little brother and he drove you crazy, so you made robot parents and sent him out to the moon?
The moony men are attacking us! Help us, Jimmy!
Yep, that was him.
So, what's everyone want to drink? I have classic purple flurp, diet purple flurp, and new improved purple flurp with more purple.
Jimmy, aren't you gonna help robot?
No, I'm not gonna help him. He was a major pain.
But he's your brother.
Yeah, he's your own nuts and bolts and circuits.
You gotta save him before the Moony Men rip him apart limb by limb.
Robot can take care of himself. I provided him with state-of-the-art self-preservation circuitry.
Jimmy, I forgot to tell you. I've disabled my self-preservation circuitry.
Oh, I guess we're going to the moon. Come on, guys.
What? I'm not going.
Yeah, what are you nuts? There's Moony Men up there.
Well, I'm not going alone, so we're just gonna sit here till you guys decide what you want to do.
No TV?
Nuh-uh.
Okay, I'm bored.
Me too, let's go.
Batteries to power?
Oh, wait, Jimmy, I wanna say it.
Go ahead.
Batteries to power. Turbines to speed. And kick it, homie.
I say it right.
Hey, Jimmy, there's a question I've always wanted to ask you. How come whenever we're in outer space, we don't gotta wear helmets?
Good question, Gene. And the answer is quite interesting. You see...
Moon, spoon, June, spoon.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
And how come we don't need oxygen tanks and stuff?
Well...
Star, you're so far, 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 can't go by car.
Fascinating.
Thanks. Did you have any more questions?
No, I kind of have a headache.
Hey, Jimmy, can I stay in the rocket so I don't have to see the Moony Man?
Car, you're such a big baby. Well, they're really cool looking, with the ability to spit acid into our brains through our ears.
Yeah, you're right.
Then it's settled. You guys go get Robot while I stay in the rocket and tidy up.
Hey, why do you get to tidy up?
I'm the tidier around here. Listen,
no, you know
when we went to the other planet, you weren't.
Look, let's just take care of the situation quickly and get back home. The less time with Robot, the better.
You really have issues with him, don't you?
Where Robot signal came from.
Which means the Moony Men could be anywhere.
Yeah! Lurking in the shadows, watching, waiting, whittling, waltzing, weaving.
Jane, stop it! You know all those W words scare me.
Or one of us could be a Moony Man.
Ah, she's a Moony Man.
Or you could be a Moony Man.
Ah! I'm a Moony Man! Stop it before I hurt me!
Guys!
Sorry.
That?
I don't know. I better check it out with my neutral scope. There's something out there.
Well, what should we do, Jimmy?
The way I see it, we have three choices. Cry, run, or have an embarrassing accident.
I may do all three.
Here, let me look. Oh, don't worry, guys. He's tiny and really far away.
So basic that he won't be able to detect us.
He's gonna take his head off and he's gonna throw it at us and his head's gonna eat us!
Oh, you guys were totally scared!
Why kill me?
Good idea. Come here!
Wait, Shane, no!
I'm so glad you guys are here! Especially you, big brother! I'm gonna give you a big hug!
Robot, get down! Where are the Moony Men?
Moony Men? Oh, there are no such things as Moony Men!
Wolf?
No, Moody Man! Yay!
Dang, what a ripoff! I want a refund!
See, you hadn't answered my 647 messages, and I wanted to play with you! So I decided to play a funny trick! Now you laugh!
It's not funny!
You know, this reminds me of that story, The Boy Who Cried Llama.
Wolf.
Where? What story are you talking about? Oh, is it not a goose that doesn't fit in? Or maybe a magic pickle? Oh, tell me the story! Tell me the story! Tell me the story!
I'll tell it. Kid cries wolf. People come to help. No wolf. Kid laughs. He made it up. Real wolf comes later. Kid yells. People don't come and...
No. Don't tell me the ending. I haven't finished the book.
The kid's wolf food.
Shit!
That wasn't a very good story.
Neither was yours, robot. Come on, guys. We're going home.
Wait! Can't you stay and play, brother? Please!
No, I'm not staying. You did a bad thing, robot. A very bad thing.
I'm sorry, Jimmy.
3, 2, 1.
Robot, wait up!
I knew it.
Push over.
I suppose we could stay and collect selenium crystals for a few minutes.
How many minutes? 60 kabillion minutes?
A few minutes.
Hooray! I'll help you, Jimmy. I'll get my pail and my shovel and be right back.
Oh, I can't believe he lured us all the way up here with that stupid story.
Yeah, what a little jerk.
I don't know. I think Brobot's kind of cute.
You think everything's cute.
Well, you think Ultra Lord is cute.
I do not.
Yes, you do. You told me.
No, let me clarify. I said baby Ultra Lord is cute.
Yeah, he is. Hey, can I borrow your baby Ultra Lord doll when we get home?
He's an action figure. Just for that, you can't borrow him.
Guys, I need you to focus. Space clouds. That's rare this time of year.
Jimmy, help! Help!
Now what?
Jimmy, the junk man is here! He took my parents and sucked them into his ship!
Robot, what did I say about making up stories?
Oh, I know. They should have a strong opening, a solid middle, and an emotionally satisfying ending.
I'm not making it up, Jimmy. The junk man is real. He's horrible and scary.
Come on, guys. Let's get out of here and let Robot play his little games by himself.
No, Jimmy, come back. Wait!
Boy, Robot was really upset.
Yeah. He'll be severely emotionally scarred for the rest of his life. Any salty snacks on board?
Hey, you guys, what if Robot's telling the truth and there really is a junk man?
Come on. The junk man? That sounds like a villain on a lame TV show that people watch because they have no real lives.
Like Sheen and the Ultra Lord show?
Yeah. Hey!
Hey, guys, if we travel at hyperspeed, we can still see the last 10 minutes of Wrestlepalooza.
And Lumberjack will make Man-Woman eat sap!
Jimmy, how come it takes astronauts days to go to and from the moon, but it only takes us a few minutes?
That's another good question. You see, it all has to do
with... Goodbye, Moon! I'll see you next June! Cause I'm looking for a suit and...
Carl! Enough with the song!
Jimmy, what's happening?
I don't know. Engine functions seem normal.
Man, this thing needs new shocks.
I can't control it. What's happening?
We're being eaten by a giant space cloud.
That's no space cloud. Where are we?
It's like some sort of space motel, only without the little soaps.
And tiny shampoos.
And towels of all sizes.
And the drinking glasses with the cute little paper hats on them.
That's it. I'm getting a new travel agent.
So glad you could join me. Please allow me to introduce myself. I am the Junk Man.
Junk Man?
Purveyor of fine refuse products throughout the galaxy. You
trash it, I cash it. Now, let's see what we have here. 3 carbon-based water sacks, 2 quattus per sack.
Relatively worthless.
This is all like some weird dream. But I know I'm not dreaming, because there would be llamas in it and Jimmy's mom's cookies.
Nice! Heavy metals! I could gut the hull and sell it as a toilet to the intestinauts of Flatron 5.
What? Nobody uses my rocket ship for a toilet!
Actually, Jimmy, I...
Down, Roxy! Down, girl! You will puncture the water sacks! And I just mopped in here.
Look, Junk Eye, we're not water sacks, we're humans. How about you let us go and give us back the 2 robots you took from the moon?
A bargaining man. Ooh, I love that in the water sack. How's about this? I keep your toilet rocket and fire you out my airlock.
Cool! We get to get shot out of an airlock.
Shane, we won't survive being shot into space.
Oh, but still an airlock.
Roxy! Girl, you are ruining 6 quattus worth of polymer. Secure that thing!
Water!
Move!
Jimmy! Yoo-hoo!
Look! There's Brobat's parents!
Nice to see you again, Jimmy. How are your folks?
Hello, boys. Great view up here. Wish you could see it.
Will you gearheads pipe down? No one likes chatty space junk. In you go, sackies!
Hey, I thought you were gonna shoot us into space.
Shane!
This is a no-dumping zone. I'll wait until we're out of the solar system. As for you two...
Watch the wiring there, young fella.
I guess we're having dinner with the captain here. See you, boys.
Bye. Have fun with the junk guy. Talk to you soon. There, goners.
Now I know why the caged bird sings.
Sorry, guys. I guess I should have believed Robot. I wish I'd listened to him.
I wish I could see Libby's smiling face one more time.
I wish I could see Jimmy's mom smiling... lemon cookies, you know, with their faces on them.
Oh, yeah! Man, those are good! I switched my last wish to those cookies.
Shh! Someone's coming!
This may be the end.
Well, I'm not going down without a fight.
Jimmy?
Robot?
Hit him anyway. He got us into this mess.
Oh, Robot! For once, I'm glad to see you.
I hit on the bottom of your rocket. See, I told you there was a junk man.
You were right. Sorry I didn't believe you.
That's okay. I'll get you out. Now you'll help me find my parents, right?
Well, Robot, that would be the right thing to do, but the smart thing to do would be to escape in Jimmy's rocket, go home, and call it a day!
Vote for Sheen's idea.
But we can't leave my parents. You have to save them, Jimmy.
Robot saved us. We save his parents. That's the way it is. Come on.
This is a lousy adventure.
All we have to do is get Robot's parents, free Goddard, find my rocket, blast out of here.
And by we, you mean you.
Usually.
I'll help!
No, no, you just keep quiet.
I'll watch out for Mooney Man.
Carl, zip it!
There! The kitsch value alone bumps the price up to 17 quattlus. That's twice what I got from my mother. Mama, I couldn't put a price on you. So I took the best offer. Oh, what do you think, Roxy?
Hey, Captain, where's the poop deck?
Can we ride on the poop deck?
I just love the word poop deck.
I know what you mean. Can't say poop without saying deck.
Oh, it just trips off the tongue.
We'll visit the poop deck right after I remodel the annoying blabbering robots into gravidiscs.
Oh, that'll be great. Kids love to toss gravidiscs.
That they do.
Chuckman!
Oh, greetings, Gortox the Irritable.
Never mind that. Where are those gravidiscs you promised me?
Keep your warts on. I was just about to make them. Best gravidiscs in the galaxy.
We'll send them over pronto. And when are you going to sell me that Roxy of yours?
Sell Roxy? The only thing in the galaxy that has ever shown me any love, any loyalty, any affection? But I stand at 100 settlers.
Too steep for me.
You'll come back. Give my best to Mrs. the Irritable.
Go.
Hey, Brobot. If we can't rescue your parents in time and they turn into gravidisc, can I have one?
Shane!
But they look so cool.
I don't like Shane.
Tell me about it.
Okay, robot! Any last annoying yammering you'd like to get in?
Nope, I'm good.
Me too.
Good! Then let's recycle.
We've got to grab Robot's parents and get to my rocket. But how can we distract the junk man?
Hey, Jimmy, look! Do this!
Robot, you can distract the junk man.
Really? I can? Oh, that would be so cool! I'm a real good distractor. Watch! Hey, Mr. Junk Man, look at me! I can do a cartwheel! Can you do a cartwheel? I can! Here, watch!
Well, where did you come from, my highly marketable little fellow?
I'm Robot! I'm a robot and a brother! I'm Robot!
Yes, you are!
Don't worry, boy. I'll have you out of there in no time.
Say, little friend, do you like gravidisc? Yeah. You just hold still. See, I'm a little busy here at the moment.
Baby.
Ah, that's sweet.
Yet somehow vaguely creepy.
Roxy! Bad dog, bad dog, bad dog! No kissing the new lamp! Hey, the water sacks! Roxy, suck up! Bad girl! Someone is not getting her proton snap tight!
Hawkbot! Restrain the junk man!
We're on it, Jimmy! He's restrained now.
So, Junkman, now the shirt is on the other foot.
It's not over till the plus-sized Martian shoots mucus through her nozrams. Ooh, did I do that? You can't. I am the only one who knows how. Release me, and we will all live happily ever after.
I don't trust you.
Then we all crash into the moon and perish on impact.
He makes a forceful argument.
Adios, Sackies. You're coming with me, you traitor.
bad that nice junk man couldn't stick around for the treats.
Another lunar pie, boys?
Lay one on me, Mom Bot. These are even better than Mrs. Neutron's lemon cookies.
It's true. Forgive me, Judy.
Hey, Jimmy! Let's play another game of moon tennis!
Oh, but we just played it 12 times!
But it'll be fun!
I'm kind of tired.
Please! One more time! Two more times! Three more! 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 More!
Maybe later!
Now! Come on! It'll be fun! Oh, what do you like better? Fun or ice cream? Do you like ice cream? Have you ever eaten a sneaker